Hello and welcome back to the Kids for Life podcast. Today we're going to be talking about Claudia Ruggerini. Once there was a girl who had to change her name. Hey Marissa, her friends would call out. Nobody could know that her real name was Claudia. It was too dangerous. Claudia lived at the time when Italy was ruled by a tyrannical name. Claudia lived at a time when Italy was ruled by a tyrannical man called Benito Mussolini. During Mussolini's dictatorship, you couldn't read certain books, you couldn't watch certain movies, you couldn't express your opinion, and you couldn't vote. Claudia believed in freedom and decided to fight this man with all her strength. So she joined a group of partisans, Partigiani in Italian, to help her bring down the dictator. Claudia's group was made of young university students. They would meet in secret after class to bring out their own newspaper. How could they spread their message with Mussolini's police everywhere? Claudia was incredibly brave. She decided to... So she cycled around delivering newspapers and messages from one secret location to another for almost 2 years. One day, the regime finally collapsed. The national radio announced that Italy was free from fascism and people flooded onto the streets to celebrate. Claudia Marissa had the one last talk. The small group of participants, she entered the offices of Italy's international newspaper, Corriere della Sera, and officially liberated from censorship. Finally, they were free to print the truth, and Claudia's friends would be able to call her for her real name at last. Claudia said in her own words, "Stronger than fear is a desire to fight for freedom." Thanks for listening to Kids for Life podcast. Hope you get to listen to our episode next week. Goodbye.